This is Fresh Air. I'm David Bianculli, TV critic. The new documentary, Mad Hot Ballroom, focuses on fifth grade students in New York public schools who learn ballroom dancing. At the end of the program, they compete. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
The Spelling Bee documentary Spellbound was hugely popular, and deservedly so. It was a real masterpiece of pop sociology. Now in its wake, we have distribution companies snapping up docs that climax with big competitions. They have narrative hooks and built-in suspense, and unlike those vacuous TV reality contests, they weave themes of class and culture all the way through. One of the more charming new competition documentaries is Mad Hot Ballroom, in which New York fifth graders learn ballroom dancing, going cheek to cheek and then, against other schools, head to head. The director, Marilyn Agrelo, and the writer, Amy Sewell, have chosen to follow three elementary schools, one in Brooklyn's middle-class Bensonhurst, one in more affluent Tribeca, and one in primarily Dominican and impoverished Washington Heights. The movie never stays long in one place. It gives us glimpses of rehearsals, fleeting interviews with kids and teachers, and nothing in the way of narration. And frankly, I had to work pretty hard to keep all the teachers and fifth graders straight. But Agrelo clearly wants to de-emphasize the individual portraits in favor of the panorama. And once you relax and go with it, you get swept up, and almost every shot carries a new revelation. The first thing you'll notice is that 10 and 11 are nebulous ages. You can still see the first graders in these kids, but they're right on the brink of puberty, and they know it. The boys are embarrassed to be dancing with girls, but they sort of like them and don't want to admit it, and the girls have little crushes too. Here's what they sound like, kids from all three neighborhoods, as Agrelo cuts among them.
Do you like Michael as a partner?
Well,
he's a little smaller than you, right?
I wasn't comfortable at him first.
What about you?
I had to date Daniel. I don't like him.
Why?
Because
he's so sloppy, sloppy chicken wings.
Yeah, and then he's trying to bite my neck.
Sometimes people don't like dancing with Johnny.
Oh, yeah.
Just because he's chubby, well, that don't matter. He's just a precious a person.
Some people, like from a group of dance, they're better than me, so I don't know if they pick me. I'm trying hard for I could be in it, but I don't know if they pick me.
Like, the most important thing is just, like, learning the dances and knowing how to do them. So I'm not that psyched about the competition.
I always think about it, and sometimes if I don't do the steps, I just go over them in my mind, even if I'm not doing them, because I always want to... I really want to be in this competition, so I'm trying my hardest to get in.
These are kids playing dress-up, and so vulnerable that they can break your heart. Take Tara from Tribeca, a delightful little actress who can't fully come to grips with the idea that she might not win. Tara's teacher becomes broken up over the harshness of competition, and it turns out for her kids with good reason. But up in Dominican Washington Heights, there are fewer illusions to be dashed. With the housing projects in back of them, the girls talk matter-of-factly about dodging drug dealers and growing up in one-parent homes. They're not afraid of competition. It's their shot at a better life. They vow that the boys they'll end up with will be responsible, maybe like Kelvin, the quiet kid who emerges a leader in rehearsals, and maybe not like Jonathan, the cute but too proud kid who doesn't like being told what to do and who slinks off to play basketball instead. He comes off as a lost soul. Mad Hot Ballroom is not as tidy as Spellbound, but for this milieu, maybe it's better not to spell things out. There are so many funny yet wrenching moments that the film's lack of focus can seem like a gift. A chubby boy dances alone with his arms out, whirling and beseeching as he looks for a partner, while a teacher says, "Take a partner, take a partner," and finally he grabs someone and the moment is saved, along with, presumably, his self-esteem. As the fifth graders learn to stand up straight, tuck in their shirts, make eye contact with their partners, win and lose, they're doing more than finding their inner strength. They're becoming socialized. Merengue, Cuban, rumba, swing, tango. It's fun to watch the kids strut their stuff, especially in the finals at the World Financial Center's Winter Garden for judges who include Anne Ranking. But Mad Hot Ballroom is not a movie about dance. Over shots of the winning students, a teacher says that one of the girls was incorrigible, and now, after a year of rehearsals, she has poise and self-control and hasn't gotten into trouble. Maybe Agrela, with that final bit of underscoring, tips her hand too much. All along, we've known that the contest was a metaphor for getting your act together before taking it on the road.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.